My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin's scammer Belinda wants a Bible. So listen and enjoy.
Can you do one thing for me?
Uh-oh.
I go, what would you like done?
Does it involve Malmart?
All right, guys, take your guess. In the chat, here, take your guess. What's the one thing she wants?
Can you do one thing for me?
Suck my tits.
You, now that you mentioned it on that quiz, I've been thinking about it relentlessly.
You know what? I'm going to take a guess, but you got to work with me here because I've been going back into the situation. I just because of where I am with this story.
Well, Joe's working on the scammer clip.
Right. Yeah. I'm going to assume a computer, the laptop.
Laptop. Helix?
I'm looking at the chat, and they're saying money, penis, laptop.
Who agrees with me? Who's with penis?
Your undies. Send money to her church. Manscaping. You guys are
manscaping.
Manscaping.
Would you do one thing for me? Would you take care of all that? Can you trim that up?
Trim your bush. Can you tuck your junk in when you...
Wear your man bra.
Manscaped.
That's what the chat
so
is saying.
So what do you say, Helix?
I'm feeling a money grab. A
lot of money grab.
I'm thinking money grab.
Some penis, which is my favorite.
Yes. Isolate that.
Don't trimming.
And some penis, that's my favorite. Isolate that.
You want to know what she says? What's the one thing you know what she says?
What?
Buy a Bible.
Oh.
None of you had that.
No, that is not one of the answers.
I wouldn't have guessed that in a million years.
No.
So there you go right back down the valley, Joe.
Oh, my God. That's not one of the answers in the chat.
No, they were much more behind penis and manscaping.
Not so much behind a valley, but maybe a strategic move where they're bringing you in to erase any doubt that you might have that she is a scammer and up to no good.
But, Joe, you got to remember, this isn't an email. This is real time, and I wasn't going, where'd you go? What happened? It wasn't one of these things where she went dead. That came right away.
And they're, oh, yeah. You know what, though?
I asked her about church.
Right.
I started the conversation.
Right.
It's not like she started preaching with me, like, here's today's game plan, Joe.
But you want to know something? Let's say that they do this all the time. They're bringing in religion, and they're dealing with their scammers, like, talking about religion all the time. All right? It's almost the same that when you're on stage and you go into improv. You improv a lot in your act. You do a lot of crowd work, and it comes natural, and it's something that you do every week. You know, every week, and maybe when you get, you know, if somebody brings up a topic or something like that, you ever see when somebody just says something and you go right into it? If you're based in something like that, you might bring religion. She's got all this stuff she's telling others.
I'm working with African me.
Right.
No wonder I like
this
person.
That's what I'm saying. So it's something, I mean, it's almost the same the way you do improv, the way you could pick up on. So when she could pick up something with her background, she can go right into it.
All right. All right. It's as reasonable as any other guess.
Yeah.
Why not? Wow, that's pretty interesting. They were in the chat. They were interested. They were saying that maybe that she wanted your soul.
She already has my soul. Don't you guys listen? I'm in loves.
Actually, Tom says that she wants Davin to do the Buffalo Bob weenie tuck dance.
I'm glad he named it. Just because I showed it to him in Michigan.
It was a crowd pleaser.
Sure. Okay.
Too bad it was just the two of you alone.
I don't know if I'm going to be going on the Vegas trip. But
I don't think Tom has a delivery. You should be fine.
Yeah, it's Jesus Christ, what was I going to say? Never mind. I had a thought and escaped me. I'm sorry.
All right. So she wants me to buy a Bible. I go. You assume I do. I do not own one. I go. I used to be like you. A man like you wanted me to leave you. Did you forget? She goes. I remember. But it'll be nice if you owned one. I go. All right, babe. I have to get going. Have sweet dreams. She goes. Where are you going? And I said, peace out and drop the mic.
No.
Yeah.
You left.
Yeah. I think dinner was ready. I think the wife was calling downstairs. What are you doing? I think I had to go.
I'm gonna go back to an old reference. Pip will remember. You probably won't. But you remember on the Munsters when Herman was talking to the Martians?
Oh,
and
yeah.
Herman's on the hair. Oh, where'd they go? Where'd they go? The kid had to go eat dinner. And he thought he was going to attack him, but his mom called him to have dinner.
That's hilarious. That's him. He's like, oh, wait. I gotta go.
I gotta go eat. My mom's calling.
It's not the first time I dropped the bitch for some food.
Yeah, really. What she doesn't know is that the Bible that you have is all carved out, and you have a bottle hidden in there.
So what do you guys think?
I'm a little confused now. I mean, I go up and down about this whole Belinda Agnes thing, whatever her name is this today, about whether she's for real or not. I mean, I knew that she was a scammer, and then she supposedly dropped her guard. And she's talking about herself like as if she's talking about this real human being.
Well, they aren't real human beings.
I know, but...
I'm talking to a phantom.
I know, but I mean, it just seems...
The Scamatronic 5000. Send the laptop. Send the money. I love you. Where's Dick Eldorado's poetry?
You know what? We joke, but some of them are so formulaic.
Yeah.
Which is why everybody who's listened to this, who's immersed in that world,
yeah,
is blown away by this particular scammer.
All right, let me ask you a question, and I was just thinking about this when you were doing the religious stuff. If they're so formulaic, okay?
Formulaic's a word.
If they stick to the script.
long day, long show.
But anyway, you're a pain in the ass to deal with.
I most certainly am.
Have a relationship with, okay? You're questioning him. You're calling him on the carpet. You do tell him you love him occasionally. But
it's an abusive relationship.
Like,
sounds
like my marriage,
but anyway. Well, except for the last part.
But right. But if they're so to stick to this script.
We'll put that on the words that should be banned for next year, Joe.
Oh, thank you. Why haven't they ditched you?
Well, because of the money. Mm. The money. And that's what I'm saying. Maybe this is a marriage scam.
It just seems.
Remember,
she gets a lot of.
Remember,
work.
I got two in this group. Three, if you count the guy who was assisting Belinda.
Yes. Right.
I got three of them in this group on camera. They are in.
Yeah.
They're in. All in. Mm. This is the big score, and I'm very interested. And maybe they want to get married. Who knows? Who knows? So we'll stop with Belinda for today.
Mm-hmm.
We'll go to Mavis.
Oh, okay.
We'll go to Mavis. Mavis, of course, is a Dick Eldorado / Joe Curry's girl.
Yes.
Who I've been talking to, who I've been conversing with. The last we left with Mavis, I want to say March 6th, 2013, and she was a little confused by me. She did not know if I was a murderer or a wizard.
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.